What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Daniel in North Dakota. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Great. So there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. First was what happened in Nevada today. I was listening just like the guy caller before on the Alex Jones' show. And they reported that the Nevada electors counted their votes and they voted for Trump to win Nevada. And shortly thereafter, CNN declared Biden the winner of that state. So you could see the blatant outline, you know, the propaganda and the lying out front. Also, I wanted to talk about, I was watching the Hagelin report and he had on Steve Quayle and he was saying some very interesting things, and I was wondering if you could possibly confirm the reports in Michigan and in Maine. Supposedly there's some military underground bases. Steve Quayle was saying that these bases were bombed by Trump's orders, saying that there were Chinese military underneath the bases there. And
That sounds a little out there. Now, I do know that Canada, pardon me, has reached a deal with China to train Chinese troops in Canada to deal with cold weather. And so there are Chinese troops in Canada. But as far as the underground bases being bombed, we certainly would have heard that from the people who live around those bases because bombs make a lot of noise.
Right. Absolutely. And also, I wanted to let you know that I created my own independent social media platform. It's called social1776.com. And I put a page on there for the Republic Broadcasting Network. So if any of your members on RBN want to go and comment in the page and have general discussion, social1776.com, it would be a great independent place outside of Facebook. You know, and I created that after I'd been banned from Facebook two or three times. I was on Parler and I got banned from there as well. So,
you know, got banned from Parler. What did you do that got you banned from Parler?
Oh, I shared my website, social1776.com, and they deactivated my account. I actually wrote an article on my website, antideepstateparty.com, on there showing the screenshots and everything. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I thought Parler would be like a great place to go, but I was only on there for 3 weeks and then deactivated. So,
okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and put a link to social1776.com at whatreallyhappened.com, and maybe we'll be able to get some traffic directed your way.
Oh, Mike, that would be so sweet, man. And I just want to say another thing. You know, I look at your guys here on RBN like family to me. I love listening to you guys. I listen to your show particularly every day when I'm at work. And I'll tell you what, it really gets me through a lot of the stuff that's going through my head when I hear your other people on here saying what I'm thinking. So I just want to thank you and your network. You know, you got the one guy on there, what's his name? Vince Finelli. And he's always saying that he's failed. And I want to call him up and tell the man he hasn't failed. He's done so much for the community in general for doing the things that he does. And you guys do so much. And I can't thank you enough.
Thank you. But I kind of understand where Vince is coming from, because I have that same feeling. I mean, I've dedicated the last 25 years to trying to restore the constitutional republic, to avoid a civil war in this country. And, you know, obviously I have not done too well.
Well, you are encouraging others. You're an enlightening people. You are a messenger. And sometimes those messengers get beat down. But in the end, you know, the good book says that we win. So I just want to encourage you with that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike, you have a blessed evening, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Same to you. And we're going to switch over to Doc in Illinois. Hello, Doc. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to call in. I didn't have time to address this last week, but I know a lot of the callers on here watch InfoWars, and I'm sure, as you know, Dr. Steve Pachenik has been making appearances on there. I'm not really sure what kind of a reputation he's had before all this election stuff where he was making these predictions, but, you know, he made that whole thing about the DHS watermarked ballots and the supposed influx of mass arrests soon to follow. We haven't seen any of that. And,
no, we haven't.
I don't think I've heard him address why that hasn't happened. He, you know, reassured Mr. Owen Schroyer that this was all going to be taken care of and all that. But I really think, you know, he's disinformation. I really think that he's part of the controlled opposition to get people to sit back at home and let the system work itself out, even though we're just about seeing how bad the system really is. And now,
well,
he's
you know,
that,
the reason for all these stories like mass arrests are coming, indictments are coming, watermarks on the ballot is propaganda to convince the American people that they themselves do not need to do anything about what they see is happening to our country. It's a way of suppressing opposition to the oligarchy. And that's why we have to be very, very careful about that. We're approaching a situation where, I mean, clearly the Supreme Court has failed us. I think Congress is probably going to fail us on January 5th. If the story coming out of Nevada is true about how the electors actually voted for Trump and it's being trumpeted as being for Biden, you know, it may be up to the American people to have to force some kind of a dramatic change. You know, go back to your Declaration of Independence.
I really think so. I really do believe that's what it's coming down to. But I think we all need to be very careful of who is claiming to be on our sides, because now, you know, we haven't heard him explain why this hasn't happened, you know, why no one's being arrested and all that. If you look into this guy, he co-authored all this, the Tom Clancy books, and he has a background in psychiatry, and he has a history of being what people call a glow in the dark, you know, for the other side. I really think that if people just bother to look into half of these people who are supposedly, you know, they have the plan and all that, it really would cut down on a lot of wasted time that we could have used actually trying to make a change.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm afraid it's the American people are going to have to make the change here. You know, I'm sure a lot of people share my disappointment with the Supreme Court, certainly with the three justices that Trump nominated to the Supreme Court, and they basically stabbed him in the back.
Oh, yeah, and I saw another thing. I don't know if you've heard of this Twitter account called John is Here to Help or something like that. He posted this whole plan thing about how the deep state basically supposedly threatened those judges into submission and all that. I really think that that's more of like convincing people not to hold them accountable for what, you know, for what's going on. I really think a lot of these people claiming to be with QAnon and all that and saying how this is all the deep state is going to come to an end or by itself are really just trying to get people to waste enough time until it's too late.
Well, I have never trusted QAnon right from the very, very beginning. And, you know, I've made no secret of the fact that I'm opposed to violence and I don't want to see blood in the streets of America. But it does feel like it's coming and there's nothing I can do to stop it.
Oh, yeah, not at all. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say, Mike. I think all the callers here who watch InfoWars, who go on Twitter and see these people claiming to be you know, part of the plan and to know what's coming, you know, you got to be careful with these people because they could very well just be working against you. But that's all I have to say, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And it's no secret that various intelligence agencies are flooding independent media with troublemakers and personalities to lay false trails and keep us arguing amongst ourselves. But I think watching what happened in the general election is probably going a long way to uniting all Americans with the realization of just what this country has become. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Steve in Riverside, California. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I think we've crossed the Rubicon on this one. And if you, I'm sure you remember history, that
yes.
there used to be a republic in Rome. And
yes.
But the generals had to leave their armies at the Rubicon. Julius Caesar marched over the Rubicon into Rome, declared himself an emperor. He was assassinated. Mm-hmm. But we went
yes.
through 400 years of various emperors, some horrible, like Caligula and Nero, others
yep.
Somewhat benign. But they never went back to a republic. And I don't know how we're ever going to get back to one. Whether we have a revolution, whether we have another election. I mean, if they phonied up this one, they can phony up the next one and all the ones after that, can't they?
Yeah, they can. The problem is if they get away with it this time, we'll never have another honest, fair, and accurate election for the rest of our lives.
Which brings to the state of who runs the deep state. I always thought it was the oligarchy, the financial oligarchy and the royalty of Europe. But I remember Paul Craig Roberts, he laughed about this and said, the deep state could wipe out all the oligarchy tomorrow. So if it's not the oligarchy, though he said they use the oligarchy, but they're not really the ones in charge. So do we have a you know, who exactly is running the whole show? I've been asking that for 30 years, and I'm sure you have about the same amount of time.
Well, I don't think there is a single unified point of command. I am seeing, you know, various factions, the financial, the intelligence communities, corporate media, social media, they're all fighting each other for control. They're trying to keep that fight from the ordinary American people. But obviously with the 2020 election, they failed on that. And Americans basically took a look behind that curtain and saw the man, you know, with his hands on the levers making things happen.
Yeah, I remember the stories of the assassins, that they would sneak in and leave a dagger on the pillows next to the sleeping guy. And suddenly he realized, hey, I've got all this security around me, but at any time they want to eliminate me, I'm gone. And
yes.
I think there's a lot of that out there. They're keeping these people on a leash.
Well, you know, when we were talking about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, you know, I made the observation that you're not allowed into the higher levels of the elites unless you've
yes.
done something so horrible that you can be blackmailed with it, and thereby they can count on controlling you.
Right, right. You have to commit a sexual or a financial crime that they have on you, and before they'll advance you. That's a very simple way to bring you down at any point you somehow decide to get honest. You know, I guess, you know, when you think of all the things that JFK did, sexually anyway,
yep.
they just decided to make a point. I think there were at least we've got through... What, the JFK assassinations, 9/11, and now this are the three milestones where we, I don't know if we're ever going to get back. If this is the new reality, wearing masks and, you know, limited freedom, boy, oh boy, oh boy, we will think about the good old days, how nice they were, won't we?
Yeah, I do that a lot, actually.
Okay, Mike. I can't. I wish I could solve the whole problem, but when we have a revolution, I hope Tom is out there with his AK-47 attacking a tank.
Well, I'll be out there with my slingshot.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I'll be out there with a slingshot.
Slingshot, yeah, same here. Oh, well, maybe we can put, go up and give them flowers or something. Okay, Mike, take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Layla in Canada. Layla, good to hear from you again. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Did you actually listen to Mike Flynn's speech?
I did not listen to the entire speech. I just read excerpts of it.
It was grotesque. And I don't know if you're familiar with Jericho. It was called the Jericho March. Now, Alex Jones is a maniac. Nobody should listen to him or any of his guests. Steve Pachenik is definitely working for the Mossad. What Michael Flynn said, if you take it all in context, he's admitting that they have already violated the Constitution, because not
yes.
only did he declare a lot of Christian ideology, but he basically said the military is a Christian crusade. And he boasted how he had stood on 5 or 6 continents, basically invasions and occupations of innocent countries, in contradiction to the ideology that you do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I know many people, friends of mine, who were victims of the assaults on Iraq, mm-hmm. Various areas of Iraq, and not to mention Afghanistan and everywhere else where the American military has destroyed the lives and the countries of the people. Is this what we call blowback? But the thing that really, really bothered me was he talked about how only the Americans protect their children, only the Americans. Every other human species on Earth does not care about its children. And then, if you know the story, the true story of Jericho,
mm-hmm.
he said, you know, in the Bible, the Israelites were only circling it. They were peaceful. They had no intentions of actually conquering Jericho. Michael Flynn is a liar. And yet Donald Trump set him loose as an attack dog to incite the rabble.
Yes.
Because the truth about Jericho is that it is 900 feet below sea level. The exterior walls were 10,000 years old from our time,
yes.
and they had already crumbled due to numerous earthquakes. The interior
yes.
walls were made of mud brick that had not been baked. But furthermore, the population, the people living in Jericho, were all suffering from schistosomiasis. So they were very weak. So when the prostitute that Joshua had used as a spy, along with two other Israelites as spies, came back and said, the people are weak, we can conquer them easily. Michael Flynn needs to go back and read the chapter, the book of Joshua that he's quoting, because they needed to get through Jericho in order to get to the fertile lands of Judea. And
yes.
they utterly, it was Joshua's command to kill every single man, woman, child, and animal. However, they were allowed to keep the loot, all the gold, silver, and any other precious metals that they found, and put them in the Lord's temple, their Lord's temple, which had, according to Joshua, had commanded them to kill all of these people. Furthermore, not only did the Red Sea divide 40 years earlier when Moses led them out of Egypt, apparently the waters of the Jordan rose up and allowed dry ground for the Israelites to march through and just smash and destroy Jericho.
Well, there's a lot of different theories and explanations for that story here, and a lot of it has to do. Yeah, I mean, I've seen several theories about that.
Forensic analysis.
Okay, Layla, I'm sorry. We got to take another commercial break, and I got other callers waiting on the line. And thank you very much for the history lesson, and we will be right back.
Yeah. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Just a little something there for the fella in North Carolina. All along we were telling him Trump wasn't perfect, but he was the best at what we had out there. And I'm glad that, a year, 6 months, 8 months, a year later, he finally recognizes what we were speaking English about. But... anyway, you know, I wanted to bring up the 2016 election, Michael, because it's pretty clear to me that this same system had to be in effect then, because nobody could believe that Trump won. But what was even more telling to me, do you remember that commentary back and forth in the election where Trump said, well, she said, well, if you lose, will you, I'm trying to think of exactly how she put it. She said, if you lose,
will you accept the results of the election? And that kind of telegraphed right there that there was going to be some shenanigans going on. And, you know, we saw the same pattern back then. Hillary was not drawing any crowds. She wasn't doing that much campaigning. And she was very confident the election fraud was going to steal the election for her. But Trump managed to prevail because he had an overwhelming landslide. And that's why this year they had an emergency backup plan where if it looked like Trump's landslide was going to overwhelm the existing fraud, they were going to go on in there with boxes and boxes and basically the modern version of stuffing the ballot box. And it was so obvious, everybody saw what happened. But, you know, there were the same reports of Democratic election fraud back in 2016. And that's why when Trump took office in 2017, a lot of activists, including yours truly, were just saying, you've got to clean this mess up or you'll pay for it in 2020. And here we are in 2020. And Donald, you should have listened.
Well, exactly. And that's my point. That's exactly my point, that I saw, you know, people saw this coming on, or it was telegraphed by Clinton herself. And except the only thing is they tightened up their game a little bit. They got a little bit more high tech, and actually not so high tech. But and then they added, like the one from Michigan said, the representative, their troops they added in, their Antifa troops and their Black Lives Matter troops and every other thing they could come up with. And I got to say, the call by Peter, I absolutely agree with. Trump put in that, what was it, the insurrection? Well, to me, the you're seeing an insurrection act. Right. Yeah, well, you're seeing an insurrection act right now when they're not allowing duly sworn representatives to represent the Electoral College and cast their vote. I mean, think of this, Michael. They sent the National Guard because they wouldn't let a black kid to school in Arkansas. But this threatens the entire nation. This threatens the entire nation. So this only makes a mockery of the Civil Rights Act and every other a good, outstanding thing that the Constitution stands for. But this is just a historical disaster for this nation. And I would not at all, and I'd be the last one to advocate for it, but if Trump declared that Insurrection Act, or martial law, or whatever he had to, I think this election should be given to Trump. These states should be disqualified, and as I mentioned before, any of these states where it shows they've had irregular election activities, they should lose a congressman, a senator, or some representation. Because if they can't run a nation, or they can't run a election, I don't want their representative to the nation coming there.
No, I don't either.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. Have a great show now.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're getting close to another commercial break, so I'm going to hold off. I know there's a lot of phone calls, but getting on back to some news here. Apparently, the director of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, is out there, literally actually said, we don't know if the corona vaccine will protect you. He said, we don't know whether somebody who's had the vaccine could still acquire the virus without any symptoms and still potentially be contagious. But he then went on and said, you know, it's going to take a couple of months to figure that out, but you have to take the vaccine anyway. And there's this meme that's been floating around here about a vaccine so safe you have to be forced to take it to deal with an illness so deadly you need to be tested to find out if you even have it. Now, apparently, former Facebook senior executive Chamath Palihapitiya basically went out on Twitter and suggested that vaccinated people should have a special color-coded mask. Well, if they've been vaccinated, why do they need a mask? And it triggered a huge, huge firestorm of complaints here. Apparently out in California, a nurse in the Pfizer vaccine trial has gone public with the illness that it gave her. And you remember the big deal they made about rolling out the vaccination in Great Britain and this elderly lady who got the first shot? Well, apparently she's back in the hospital with a critical inflammation of the spinal cord. And don't look for this story because it is being scrubbed off the net everywhere. Got to take another break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I was just watching the Fox News, and they're talking about how the probe into Hunter Biden and his associates is now widening. And I was wondering why all of a sudden the same corporate media that sat on this story since 2018, now it's a big story. And I'm starting to smell a little bit of a rat. Because what I think may be in the offing, and this is just a theory, but I think what they're going to do is they're going to turn this into a big political stink so that after Biden is inaugurated, he will be forced to resign from the scandal with China and Hunter and James and all the rest of it, and Kamala Harris gets to be president after all. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, just quickly on what you just said. Yeah, James Perloff wrote about same issue. He said that we could have a repeat of Ford selecting a billionaire. Ford selected Rockefeller, and
yes.
We could see Kamala Harris select Bloomberg as her vice president. So That's just something regarding what you just said. First, I just want to say this: Layla is absolutely brilliant. I think she should have her own show. Layla, would you marry me? Well, you know, she is just amazing. I'd love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with her. But what she said about Flynn is exactly right. Flynn is a scumbag. He was a foreign agent for Turkey. So I've got no respect for Michael Flynn. He should be in jail. Mike, moving on to what your previous caller said about Tom needing an AK-47 to attack a tank. Tom could use his mouth to attack a tank.
Oh, come on. Be nice. Be nice, everybody.
No, I love Tom. I love Tom. He's got his rapid-fire rhetoric. It would melt a tank. Mike, I spoke to a friend of family that we have in Russia. This man is I can't mention his name, but he's a noted historian. He's retired on Tsarist and Soviet times. And he believes that the U.S. right now is somewhere between where Russia was between 1829 and 1905, the Decembrist Revolt and the Revolution of 1905. But he says we're moving, the country is moving rapidly to 1905. He believes, you know, extreme measures are needed, and he believes only a figure like Pinochet could save this country with all that entails. I don't know what you feel about that.
Pinochet was a CIA puppet from day one.
Yes, but I'm in terms of what Pinochet did in Chile.
As far as it being done here,
right? Yeah, I mean, in terms of, he mentioned the curriculum, the school curriculum, academic curriculum needs to be completely reformed. The media needs to be reformed, shut down. I think you mentioned that as well earlier. The social media needs to be shut down. Really, extreme measures need to be taken in order to fix this.
Well, I see it coming. A lot of people are seeing it coming. You know, I'm still hoping for an outright collapse. And then we can build a new country, in this land based on those original constitutional principles.
Well, I too never believed in this QAnon. And I did see a story. I don't know if you commented on this, Mike, earlier. Did Trump issue an order where the employees in the White House are not subject to immediate vaccination?
Well, originally he said that the White House staff were going to be among the first people to get the vaccine. The Democrats, of course, kicked up a big stink about it. And now Trump has backed off and said that he and the White House staff will get the vaccination in their appropriate term.
Yeah, but why shouldn't they get they should be getting it first?
I certainly consider them
essential
personnel.
He was the one who was behind Warp Speed, so let him get it first.
Okay.
That's that's how I feel. And as far as these masks, I made a prediction. I think these masks are going to – I think we're going to have to wear these masks indefinitely. Could be five or 10 years. Because they don't want people talking amongst themselves, getting together. They want people muzzled. I see people wearing masks for the next 5 to 10 years. Call me crazy, but – That's my prediction. Thank you, Mike.
Well, go long on the mask companies then. It's, there's money to be made there. All right, we're going to switch over to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? James in Vancouver, are you there? Going once, going twice. All right, let's switch over to Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. My gut is just telling me it's almost like the entire system knows something that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Republicans did pretty good in this election and Trump didn't. It's almost like he's there. Maybe they decided all to remove Trump for some reason that they're just not willing to tell the American people. Because my gut telling me, you know, after Epstein got murdered, it seemed like things were never the same with Trump. So there's something fishy there. I know Trump came out a month ago and said that he made a lot of people with a lot of money mad and he's going to have to go away for a while. And I didn't know that was in regard to the vaccines and stuff. And then Pat Buchanan had a story that Trump threatened to bomb Iran before the election, and they all basically had to tell him not to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of curious things with Trump that, you know, and my gut is telling me, because Chris Christie actually put Jared Kushner's dad in jail, and now Chris Christie, I'm noticing, is coming out really kind of like calling Trump out, and like he's wanting to get rid of Trump as well. So I what does your gut tell you? I mean, it's like the entire...
Well, they not only want to get rid of Trump, they want to destroy his reputation, because he's already talking about coming back for a second term in 2024. And so I'm expecting the corporate media to just... dump on Trump and destroy his reputation absolutely thoroughly. I know that the Southern District of New York is talking about criminal charges against him once he's out of the White House. It's not enough that they stole the election from him. They want to destroy the man.
Yeah, and there's something. See, I think they got him on camera having sex with like a 12-year-old is my gut feeling. And the mm-hmm. Epstein had that. But maybe they were sending that video around to everybody in the courts and Congress. And it's almost something bad like that. Or maybe the guy's crazy and wanted to go to war with Iran and start World War III. I mean, it just...
You know, or we could be the victim. We could be the victim of more fake news, which, we're in a tsunami of lies coming out of so-called official sources.
Right. Yeah, I was watching 60 Minutes, and the head of his ex-cyber head that he fired came out and said, this is the most secure election in history. And I was just thinking, well, a few years ago, they were saying Russia stole the election, too.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that so many people, and I do have a good gut feeling about Chris Christie for some reason. Like, I don't have anything bad to say about him, really. I for some reason trust him right now, so it's hard to know with Trump, because he's kind of a flake, you know what I mean? I don't know what he's really thinking or saying or doing, you know what I mean? It's
right now, I imagine, you know, Trump is very, very angry. He knows that the reality is he won the election. It's being stolen from him, and a man can't have something like that happen to him and remain entirely cheerful. I'm willing to cut him a little bit of slack right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess we'll just find out. I mean, it's just hard for me to tell with him. So, you know, I almost think he almost could have thrown the election himself. Maybe it was his way out, where the Republicans save face and then they could use that.
No, I don't think he threw the election. He wouldn't be fighting this hard over the election fraud issue. He just would have said, oh, well, the best man won, made a concession speech, and that would have been the end of it. So, no, I don't think Trump wanted to throw this election. I think he wanted his second term. Again, it took a Herculean effort by the vote riggers to steal it from him. Trying to reverse a landslide just made it really, really obvious what was going on.
Right. All right. What do you think of, real quick before I go, about Pat Buchanan's story that he really wanted to bomb Iran? Do you think that's true, or do you think that's just...
There's a lot of people, including Israel, that are very concerned that Biden is going to try a rapprochement with Iran. He's going to return to the P5+1 deal. And obviously, if Trump did bomb Iran, that was going to make that much more difficult. And, Trump may try and set things up so that Biden inherits a real mess when he goes into that Oval Office.
Yeah, it sounds like they're kind of, and that could be part of the sabotage with his son right now. Okay, real quick, what about Hillary stepping in somehow? You think she can do?
I'm surprised she wasn't more of a presence during the campaign and the general election. But if, you know, Kamala Harris does become president, you know, she's going to nominate a vice president. She could nominate Hillary, and no doubt the Congress would probably confirm her. So, you know, Hillary could be, you know, she wouldn't be the first woman president, vice president, or, you know, if Kamala was taken out by a crazed lone nut assassin from that bookstore in Dallas, you know, and Hillary would become president. She wouldn't be the first female president of the U.S., but at least she'd be a female president of the U.S. You know, Hillary's not done. You know, I don't think she's done at all.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I think the mask eventually is going to be replaced by a shot card that they were talking about. And that shot card you're going to have to show to get in a store, to get into school, do whatever you're going to do. And that kind of scares me because they could put a barcode on there. And just like a military ID, and everything about you is on that barcode. And so that's like a communist thing. Can I see your papers whenever you go through a checkpoint? You know,
yes.
So that is, it could be very dangerous. And the second point I wanted to ask you is, on the Supreme Court case, could it be that the laws that the Supreme Court was requested to rule on were, in other words, the evidence given for those cases was a problem of the evidence and the law they're asked to rule on, not the Supreme Court. I hate to think the Supreme Court was compromised, you know. And,
well,
it could be
the
that,
point is there was no evidence presented. There has never been any of the evidence for election fraud presented to any of the courts because the judges were always dismissing the cases. And that's what happened at the Supreme Court. They basically majority position was that Texas lacked standing to basically challenge the elections in any other state, which are considered internal areas. But there are already other legal scholars out there saying that in point of fact, the Supreme Court did have jurisdiction to look into this matter, but they definitely did not want to get into this mess, I don't think. Or everybody's just mutually agreed that we're going to go on maintaining this illusion that the United States is a functioning democracy, which nobody is ever going to believe.
Well, I just wonder because I didn't see any I didn't read about the evidence given the Supreme Court. And, you know, what was the case? You know, I don't know. So that's why I was asking. Maybe it's the fault of the case, the way it was presented and the laws that they were relying on, the presenters, and not the Supreme Court itself. I would hope to think that's the case, you know, because otherwise, like you say, we've got no national status as a nation.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, Terry, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Trump, the great illuminator. You know, not only did he illuminate the media and the left, but in this election fiasco, he's really illuminating the right. And I agree totally with Layla about that fiasco rally they had Saturday. I watched a few minutes of that. And they're blowing their shofar horns, and they got their Israeli Zionist flags out. And it was just, it was really an appeal to the evangelicals, and it was quite mindless. And really, I don't want to be affiliated with that branch of the Donald Trump party. Alex Jones made an ass of himself, and Owen Schroeder is I can't even listen to that guy. I'm glad he blew his voice out because now I don't have to hear him. But really, it's this whole thing with Trump is really illuminating the Republican side. I mean, it was Fox News that was in collusion when they called Arizona. That was planned. That wasn't just spur of the moment. That was a tactical planned event that Fox News called Arizona that night. That they had that planned out in advance, no doubt in my mind, the way that happened. And nobody should watch Fox News anymore. I mean, I like Lou Dobbs and I like Tucker, but I refuse to ever watch them again. if I ever had the opportunity to, like, punch the anybody that – if I saw somebody wearing a Fox jacket and they worked for Fox, I'd probably smack them right across the face. Because they were part of the treason, and it was, and the people that I'm angry with now are the Republicans, are the Fox Newses of this world, are the Lofflers and Perdues in Georgia, and the governor of Georgia, the Kemps, the Christies. They're really showing who they are. It's interesting that in Georgia, the Perdue and Lofler are starting to, like, see in their polls, like, 18% of Trump voters are saying, screw you, you won't stand up for Trump, why should we vote for you? And I kind of agree with that. I mean, Trump brought them to the party. I mean, Trump got that governor in Georgia elected, yet he refuses to do anything for this, and it's an obvious, incredible fraud. So, you know, it's just, you know, the problem really is the Republicans are really showing who they, you know, belong to. And and I'm more of a Trump populist Buchananite wing of the Republican Party. I call myself Republican to vote in their primaries.
But, Joe, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off. We got to take a commercial break.
Thank you.
Last segment of our program after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man,
well, welcome back to our show here. And the corporate media is already trumpeting that Biden has reached 270 electoral votes, which is, we knew that was going to happen. And so next on January 5th, the electoral votes are officially handed over to Congress, which under the Constitution does have the authority to reject them. So something may happen between now and January 5th where Congress will be forced to say this election was illegitimate. They'll throw it into the House of Representatives and so forth. But frankly, at this point, the situation is looking dire. All right. We're going to take another phone call from Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
Doing fine.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I feel like, you know, when Trump in 2016, he was right on line with Agenda 21, right? So we're right on time. So if Trump doesn't, you know, so they're going to put Biden in there now, right? So in 2024, yep. if Trump gets in there again in 2024, he's going to be right on line with Agenda 2030 then. He's going to bring it in the 2030, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, that makes
Maybe.
Sense, right? I think about it.
Yep.
You know, he's got everybody wearing a burqa right now. Really. But the Durham report. The Durham report.
Yes.
So what's going on with that, Mike? Is that just a Q LARP? It's just fake? General Flynn and all that?
It was just, you know, it looks to me like so many other investigations. It's going to go nowhere, but they keep reporting on it, again, to convince the American people that they themselves do not have to take any action in the face of the direction the country is going in. But like I said, I'm very
stick with the plan, right?
Yeah, but I'm very suspicious of the corporate media's sudden willingness to report on the Hunter Biden scandal. And I think it's part of a larger plan to force Biden out of office and make Kamala Harris president somewhere down the road.
I mean, it could be. But, you know, it was just funny because after listening to your last callers, it dawned on me because I thought about it. So Agenda 21, they always talked about it. And then Trump got in there in 2016. It's right on time right now, 2021. And then
well, they've already
Biden
renamed
there,
it to Agenda 2030.
That's what I'm saying.
Agenda
so after
30.
Biden, if Biden hits another 4 years, if they put Trump in there again, that'll be the Agenda 2030. So it'll add up. You know, they all work, you know, in conjunction with each other. But, hey, did you see one more thing? I remember the last couple times I called in the other days, I was talking about the Skripals. Remember?
Yeah, I remember the Skripals.
The Skripals are back in the news again. It's just funny. The Novichok, poisoning of Putin Kremlin sanctioned by the Kremlin. They're at it again, Mike. And, you know, about the one guy, what was his name? He claimed Monday that, you know, they had uncovered evidence of the secret chemical weapons program operated by the FSB. Supposedly Putin killed the one guy. What was his name? On a flight to the Siberian city of Tomsk. In August?
Oh, I'm blanking on the name.
Alexei,
We're going to see a lot of bad news about China and Russia. We're definitely going to see major wars under a Biden administration, which is going to make the defense
dry ice, Mike,
very
invest
ripped,
in dry ice,
and your children very dead.
Coming via FedEx and UPS. Invest in dry ice that are coming via the FedEx and UPS.
Okay, Dave, I got to let you go. Dave, there's music. Got to let you go here. All right. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I understand Steve Belkins is going to be joining him on the air. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It has never been more critical. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.